Humans, I rarely to never do plugs at the beginning of a show, but this plug means something to me because I've been working on my stand-up special for many years. I'm calling it Pot Humor. It's amalgamation of all my 420 shows, my April 20th shows I've done. This happens to be the 420th episode of Improv for Humans. No, it's not April 20th. It just happens to be number 420 of I-4-8. That's why I wanted to open up the show with this plug, because my Pot Humor special is now available as we speak. You can go buy it right now via Apple TV, Amazon Prime Video, Google Play, Dish, DirecTV, Spectrum, Xbox. Yeah, it was made by Comedy Dynamics, and they released it on all these video on demand type platforms. Pot Humor, Matt Besser, enter that in your VOD and see if it's there. But Humans, come on, you can rent it, you can buy it. But it's a video that I recorded at Northwest Cannabis Club in Portland, Oregon. This last April, the entire audience was high as fuck. They were perhaps funnier than I was anytime I spoke to them, because they were so blasted. My wife was there in the audience, listening to me talking about eating pussy, hers. It's a fun show. Halfway through, I took a bong hit, and when we edited the special, we went really crazy at that point in the show. I really want you to check it out. Give me some stars, some good reviews, but ultimately, just get it. Pot Humor, available now.
Like, oh, it was definitely winter when it happened. Now I can't even know. I don't know when anything has happened in my life. Like, what year did blank happen? I'm like, I know a year I graduated high school and college. Like, I can't really. I remember I moved to LA. I got married in 2011. But like any other date where it's like, I can't place it until I have like a long ass self-narrated conversation about it. And I come around to like, oh yeah.
So when did you two meet? Did you two meet before you were a couple?
No, we met on our the two of us. We met on our wedding day.
Isn't that incredible?
You mean someone else's wedding day?
No, it was our wedding days, but we were marrying other people.
We were both getting married.
Yeah,
we were both having 6 a.m. weddings,
and we
at the same venue.
It's like one of those like smog shop type places where they just have tons of weddings at them.
Oh yeah.
So
okay.
We were both doing 6 a.m. weddings, sort of like in two different areas, and there was a mix up, and my bridal suite was right next to his groomsman suite while he got ready, uh-huh. And while I was getting ready, and we kind of just hit it off.
And you were that sure?
It was
to break off both your weddings.
See, I couldn't see my bride at the time.
Well, yeah, my husband was able. My fiance of the time was unable to see me.
Our rooms abutted each other.
But you mean unable by tradition?
Correct.
Uh-huh. Yes, but we could look at each other, and so at that time we were like, "What do you think?
Do you think like you were? I don't want to second guess your love now, but." Do you think you were like brimming with love and you couldn't see the object of your affection? So
I would say yes, and then also no. We were brimming with love, and that was the fuel that the fire needed. Also, if you're standing there in a wedding dress and you look across and see a handsome man in a tuxedo, it's hard not to think we're connecting.
Really, you can't hold on for basically a half hour?
It was five minutes away. We were 5 minutes.
5 minutes, yes, even.
Mine was about 6 minutes away.
Yeah, I was supposed to go off 1 minute earlier than his.
I gotta
ask.
And
when she saw my penis.
You were fucking?
He was in the tuxedo from the top up, cummerbund up, no bottoms, no underwear, hog out.
That's how you dress.
He still does.
I do full bow tie,
pants
shirt,
last?
Vest, jacket, underwear, pants. No, underwear, shoes, then the pants.
I've never put on a vest before I put on my pants. That sounds crazy.
That's how I do things.
How can you even straighten the vest?
You can't unsteer this ship. This guy, he won't change. He won't change his mind. That's something I like about him, is that he gets his mind on something and he follows through, with the exception of his previous
marriage. We cut to the moments. We do a split scene and we cut to first this man telling his fiance, his wife to be, that he's breaking off the wedding. What is it, sweetie? We're not supposed to see each other before the wedding. It'll jinx us. Oh, you look so handsome.
Oh, please, honey.
You look this so
is, don't
handsome.
Make this harder than it already is. You know, I went to the
doctor.
It's
only a minute. You got to put those pants on.
Don't you see?
Don't I see what?
That I've had an erection.
That you've had an erection?
Can't you see?
How could I see that you've had an erection?
Look at it.
I guess it is kind of
it's used.
Half-masked and a...
It's drippy.
Oh, I know why you did that, so you could be really hard for me.
Oh, baby, no.
Tonight.
No.
Oh, it's always supposed to be best right after you get married. I've always heard that.
I had sex with the bride from the Deloing. She
throws up all over.
We cut to the woman, yeah. Something I wanted to tell you.
I thought you said you had that stupid myth and I'm not supposed to see you before
I know, but times have changed.
Sitting on my cigar box. Those are Cubans.
Well, I can't feel anything down there because...
What's your point? Why are you in here?
Well, I need to call off our wedding.
What?
Let's go!
What's that?
That's my ride.
Is he driving a barge or a truck?
Yeah. He's a cross-country trucker. He just drove his truck onto a ship, and I'm leaving with him. We're heading to Nairobi.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm sorry.
Are you doing this to me?
Look at my pussy. It has recently been very wet.
Oh,
it's
Lord,
not
the
now.
Way you always call it pussy. It's a gruff, manly way. But do you know how much money I spent on this reception hall?
Oh, well, we cut to him. Okay, all right, so I see both of you want refunds. You...
Hey, buddy, we didn't use it yet. I didn't eat any of these hot dogs.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. We have... The contract says you have to go to the wedding. Ma'am, I know you're upset as well.
Of course I am. I don't... But,
look, and I'm...
I'm pretty satisfied.
Yes.
You know, I ended up getting married anyway.
Yeah, well, thank you. And it's really offensive. You can leave. You were...
Oh, okay.
Your barge and get out of here.
Sorry, everybody.
Well, DJ, we've got a funny story for you now. Mr. and Mrs., I know, well, not
oh,
Mr. and Mrs.,
this
sorry.
This is bad. I
feel like you guys should have a party anyway. You got a woman in a white dress, a man in a tux.
Hey, we can't have all these records in here, buddy.
What? They specifically require my vinyl collection. I took this on the subway all the way from...
We can't give you two storage rooms.
Connecticut.
We can't let you use two storage rooms.
And we cut to those two getting married and just a fucking kick-ass wedding reception, like in The Godfather. And then we cut to the present.
Wow.
Wow.
No time like the present.
Have you guys ever fucked up at a wedding?
Like cheated?
I didn't mean that, but sure.
You don't have to say
or get fucked up at a wedding?
I've gotten like too fucked up at a wedding. No real faux pas.
Well, remember when Patrick mentioned that Adam McKay's wedding? And then during his best man speech, he was like, "We've all had good times together. I mean, Horatio was here. He took the pissed on the rug one time."
Oh, thanks, bud.
And then they really came up to me like, "That was weird, huh?" Yeah, man, it was weird.
In a best man speech at really... a wedding, mention a third party's urination.
It's like passing out in that crazy...
I saw a certain famous right winger to give a speech. Were you guys there? And while he was doing it, he called out the valet who was across the room, and like his walkie-talkie went off in the middle of his...
hey, man, you want to fucking turn that off?
And I'm not even joking. It was so uncomfortable. And he did like three things like that. And I can't even remember the other specific things, but it was all like, what the fucking hell is going on?
I went to my buddy is an Australian guy, and he got married in Hawaii so that some of his Australian friends and family could fly in. His wife is from America, so that's like a halfway point.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And a bunch of his like Aussie friends who are like all these like Australian farmer, like whatever, a bogan is like an Australian redneck. And these guys are like, this one dude's name, we'll call him 40. And he just fucking drinks Pinot Grigio all the time by the bottle. And he at the wedding the night before, it's like speeches. It's only like a sort of intimate wedding. It's only like 60 people. And the speeches the night before, the bride's best friend gets up and is like, I just want tell some story. And then another person gets up and is like, I just want to tell you about my cousin. And this guy 40s goes like, no one gives a fuck about your cousin, mate. And they're like, hey, 40. And then he like drops a bottle of wine and a glass, and it shatters like in this little quaint Hawaiian courtyard. And he's like, oh, what the fuck, man. And it's like they like drag him out, and like another one of the Australian friends drags him out. And he was on, they called it the 40 rehabilitation tour, because everyone like that wasn't a friend of his hated him. And that was the first day, and it was like a 4-day weekend in Hawaii. The mom was like, keep him away from me.
That's atypical heckling. It's usually someone thinking they're being funny, not aggressive, right?
Yeah, but he was funny. That's the thing. It did make everyone laugh, because it's really funny, like, just to say.
Let's do that. And it's. I guess I was always the Veronica's shy friend.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm sorry?
I said, yeah, no shit. You're shy as hell. Speak up.
Go ahead, Veronica. Ignore him.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't usually use a microphone. Am I supposed to hold it? Okay.
Just do it. Just start talking. How hard is it? I don't even have a microphone. This is how loud I am.
Oh, okay. Veronica and I first met in the first grade at the arts and crafts table. And here's a funny story. It was, we were learning about triangles. And we were told to make...
What? Oh, I can't just yawn now? Sorry, I'm bored and I'm tired. I was just yawning. Continue with your story. It was first grade. It was really funny.
Go ahead, sweetie.
They're
just
chatting
with you.
Okay. Anyway, we were given an assignment to make characters out of triangles, because we were learning. And here's the funny part.
Oh, and this part's important, right?
And she runs off the dais into the bathroom. What the fuck's wrong with you, man?
What? Come on, we're at a party. This is like adults. That like 12-year-old girl is taking forever telling the story.
Can you go apologize to her?
For
what?
She's not
12-year-old.
She's not 12? She seemed like a fucking 12-year-old. She's up there all stammering.
She's just shy, okay?
Being shy in your 30s is bullshit. That just means you're an asshole.
What? You're being the asshole.
Nah, there's no time to be shy anymore.
All right, it's your turn for your toast anyway. Just be cool, all right?
Okay.
And we see the woman who just ran the bathroom. She comes back from the bathroom. She's got some tissues wiping her tears.
So I met, I know Barry. Barry is my friend. Barry I met playing football in college. Barry is my friend.
Why don't you learn to speak?
She's right. She's right. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing up here. I was so confident down there.
Toast already.
Calm down, Barry. Calm down, man. You're still my bro.
Thanks, man. Okay. I guess, okay, so the story is, We each had one end of a golf club in our ass, and it was...
Oh, no, not that one, bro.
Okay.
Next.
All right. Okay. All right. So, you know how if you drink a gallon of piss right before you go to sleep, if it's, like, boiling hot, you can...
Nope.
No, all right. Oh, shit. Okay. Here's one.
Later, everyone's dancing. you got to put a ring on it. Hey, what's up, man? No one remembers your toast. Don't worry about it.
Oh, thank God. I'm stressed, man.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
I'm really upset, yeah, man.
I remember.
Oh.
My shit. My wife had to go to the bathroom for about a half hour.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Diarrhea?
You, Mr. Big Mouth. Yeah, she had diarrhea. She had heartburn, vomit, upset stomach.
That's how much you offended people.
She had all of the symptoms from the Pepto
diarrhea
commercial?
Yeah, from the Pepto commercial. Everything that's mentioned in the Pepto commercial she had. I remember that. Because she sang it to me. I was like, what's wrong with you? And she said, I have heartburn.
We cut to
stomach and diarrhea. Set.
We cut to the set of the Pepto commercial. And it's and just like any commercial, you have to do many, many takes. And if it's like potato chips, you got to eat a lot of chips. And Pepto, this actor, look, Ronnie, you're doing great. But when you take a sip of the Pepto this time, you got to look like you enjoy it. Okay. It always looks like scrunching up your face.
I didn't even know I was doing that. I was trying to enjoy it. Yeah.
All right. You're looking kind of sick from doing so many takes now. So you just got to get that off your face. Okay.
I'm good.
You're delivering the lines. Great.
Big swig. And if you want, we can get you a spit bucket. But if not, like, I know it's hour 10, but it's up to you. Because we have been mixing glue in so it looks better on camera.
Okay.
Makes it glisten. And we sent out for some strawberry quick. fucking PA.
I don't need any of that.
So we've been adding glue and a little bit of gasoline to all the Pepto so it looks great on camera.
Minimum gasoline. It's really kerosene. It's not gasoline.
It's not gasoline. It's
kerosene from like one of those old lamps.
Yeah, it's not anything that you should be worried about.
Just gives a nice tinge.
I wouldn't burp into a candle.
Let's everybody be ready this time so we wouldn't make any mistakes so I don't have to do it again.
Fair enough. The last 12 or so takes was the crew's fault. So let's get I'm the first AD. I'll get it locked together.
We've done enough takes that I do feel like I've had like a pint of kerosene.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. Let's get this. All right. Quiet all around.
Okay. No one behind the camera this time. That affects Ronnie's acting. Okay. No one in his eye line. Okay. You okay, Ronnie?
Ready? I'm good.
Okay. And action.
When I'm feeling down, I turn it up.
I'm back with the quick.
What?
I finally found the quick.
That's chocolate milk. I said strawberry.
Oh, okay. I'll be right back.
God damn it. Not chocolate flavored Pepto.
Oh, that seemed that seemed like it was more kerosene than anything else.
We're running low on Pepto. We've been using.
Let's take a break.
We'll go into grace if we take a break. We just better go.
Okay, just one.
Quiet all around.
Just a big smile this time. Okay.
Yeah, throw the quick in there.
You don't
mix
have
it
to
up.
Swallow.
Mix the quick in
we
there.
We can't put the chocolate quick in there. It'll look bad. We'll add a little more kerosene, and we have some light mayo that we can add that'll help give it the texture it needs.
Hey, who are you, man? Get out of here with that.
I'm the first AD, and I'm doing a little bit of food.
Like, hey, get mayo in there.
There's some of that Lox spread.
That's a good color.
Why don't you guys go somewhere else with this stuff, huh?
You ready, Ronnie? You want to cut right to the song, and we'll cut right to halfway through when you're singing the song, and then you take the big swig, okay?
Okay.
And action.
When I'm feeling down from shit, diarrhea, and gas, I turn it all up, the Pepto.
Oh my God, he's drinking so much.
Shh, this is amazing. No one's ever drank this much. And cut. That's it. Great. Now cut to a montage of everyone celebrating and passing out shots. And they're up on the roof. The crew, everybody's up on the roof.
There's a gathering of all the copywriters going, that was really funny. Very funny. We are very funny people.
Where they're passing around a fucking big old joint. It gets passed around to Ronnie. But he has fucking kerosene breath, and as soon as he takes a hit off the joint, his fucking head explodes.
We cut to a wide shot of the crowd as we see bright light on their face, followed by pink and blood just landing as Pepto and kerosene fucking dirty bomb that is this dude's head goes off, spraying in everyone's face.
We cut to an ADR session a month later. Hey, Ronnie, thanks for being able to come in.
Yeah, thanks for having me come in, guys. I really appreciate it. It's been a while since I've been on the mic.
Yeah, glad to hear you out of the hospital, buddy.
Yeah.
Sorry about what happened.
I can't believe they put your head back.
Wasn't that crazy?
That's reconstruction.
This is the fourth face transplant ever.
The next one is going to be the one where they get your teeth right? Because it's your bottom teeth are on the top.
And
right,
and they switched it up.
Yeah.
Apparently, when you were doing that amazing take at the end, you, in addition
from
to saying
Pepto
diarrhea.
Commercial from the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You said shit. And we do want this to air during the Super Bowl. So we just need you to do some ADR over shit. And we just want you to say fecal matter.
Upset stomach. I've got.
Let's see if that works.
Upset stomach, fecal matter, bell, hurting tummy, diarrhea.
You got it. Okay, yeah. I like that. Okay, I didn't think that word combo would work. So let's try that.
Can I hear the original?
Okay, let's play it back. This is you doing it the first time. You ready? Are you okay hearing this?
Yeah. It's not going to trigger anything,
well,
right?
Because
this happened right before your head exploded.
Cut off before my head explodes. I don't want to.
Well, that was like that an hour later. But.
And we were rolling.
Celebration montage.
We were shooting the montage. We didn't know we were going to end up using it all in the commercial, but we can't. See, America's fine with the exploding head and the blood and the guts, but the word shit is triggering a lot of our Christian, and Christian people manage to have some of the worst guts. So, you know, we need them. They're the Pepto.
I'll just say some things associated with stomach problems.
Yeah, but do you need to hear the original? Do you need to hear it?
I just heard it while you guys were talking.
Oh, okay, sorry. We're just rambling.
My bad. I'm just the sound guy. I'll get back in the booth. I'm out here. Fair enough. Good to see you, Ronnie. Get those teeth.
I think that guy's on blow.
Yeah, the teeth. What's happening is the teeth from the top has gone now at the bottom. The ones from the bottom are at the top. So I'm going to say upset stomach.
It won't
stomach,
affect your speech
heartburn.
At all. It doesn't sound like it has. You okay? No,
it hasn't. The tongue's still the same, my friend.
Yeah, I know. It sounds perfect. But are you ready to roll?
Ask my wife.
I'm not going to do that.
Ask my wife, please. Ask her if I'm still viable sexually.
What's the name of the song? It's like, who sings Carry On My Wayward Son? And just real quick, who sings Carry On My Wayward Son? I forget.
Kansas.
Oh, thank you. All right, never mind. Sorry, let's get back. My bad, Ronnie. Let's get back to whatever you guys are doing in here. I'm going to get back in the sound booth. Kansas. I can't believe it's fucking Kansas. Kansas. I thought it was like fucking Chicago, but it's Kansas. Fine.
So later that night after...
You'll be a fucking hot dog.
After a successful session. All right, Ronnie, thanks a lot. But I'm not going to ask your wife, okay? You kept badgering me about that.
I'm just asking another guy a favor to help me out with my relationship.
I don't see how that... So he badgers him enough to, like, a day later, he goes, all right, I'll call.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. This is Maddie Duggan.
Oh, hi, Maddie Duggan. Is that the director of the commercial that Ronnie was shooting when?
Actually, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. I didn't know you'd recognize my name.
The name sounds small because of the lawsuit.
Oh, right. what I'm about to ask is going to sound inappropriate, but Ronnie was on board. Is his tongue... still as great as it used to be before his teeth were flip flopped in his mouth. Sexually, I mean.
I'm so happy you asked.
It's a hard question to even phrase.
No, it's I get it, and yet it's even better than before. His bottom teeth being on top lets his tongue reach a little further.
Okay.
Yeah, right. And
that's enough, honey.
I've been told that
that's enough.
He's there.
Yeah, I guess he's here.
Can you just right? tell him I did it, and now I'm kind of off the hook.
Okay, hold on one second, Ronnie.
Tell him okay. It's better than before.
No, just, okay, yeah, I've just, all right, yeah. Well, thank you, Maddie Duggins. It's better than before. It's better than ever.
Insane.
Holy shit. I realized I was baked when I was like, have we edited it yet? And I was like, is this all from the people who got married on the same wedding day? No.
This is the number 420 episode of Improv for Humans. We're playing into that mythology. It snuck up on me. 420.
Snuck up on you. But thank you for having us.
Oh, you too. My biggest stoner buddies.
You're two oldest stoner two grown men who are down to get baked on a work day. And work day. This is my work. The way I dress this shit up to Tiff, like to my morning. Wife, I'm like, well, I got to head to Bester's and do a podcast. And then after that, I might be able to, like, I'm like acting like it's like a gig. So I go, I'm getting high and sitting around a table with my friends.
I can't. I got to do that podcast.
Yeah,
later.
I got to bang up the Bester's, jam that out.
I'll clean out the garage maybe on Sunday.
Sunday I have to watch Hunt for Red October for my job.
Yeah, there's another podcast where we're reviewing old action movies.
Do you do research before you guys dive into a movie?
I'll watch it or once or twice, and then also like dive in on just some articles or things that came out around the time. Yeah. Mm. It's always fun to know a little context. Read the IMDb trivia, or as we call it on Action Boys, what we heard in the sauna. We refuse to cop to IMDb trivia, so we always just refer to it as, hey, I heard in the sauna that.
Yeah, that's like
Kevin Costner was the first choice.
That's like saying knowledge you know about a band that you read on Wikipedia.
Right, right. So we had, like, it feels corny to just quote IMDb trivia and say, like, I know this thing.
Every time.
Yeah. I heard.
I'd like to thank our partners, IMDb.
But we do just buy anything off the internet, and it can just be such fucking bullshit.
I mean, we've gotten to a point where it's, like, dangerous, right? Like, that whole, like, you know, don't believe everything you read. Now we just, like, if it comes from the internet, if it's a video, if it's a headline, everyone just immediately buys it. It's just instantly the truth.
I know, man.
It's fucking up awesome.
Up with fucking people.
We need ad busters and shit coming back. We need people with that attitude coming back.
I bought something on Instagram the other day. Well, like 3 weeks ago.
I've gotten...
Do you know what that means? What do you mean
on Instagram, man, comes up, you know, and it's just like swipe up for, you know, buy now or shop now.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
You can get like extremely targeted ads on Instagram. If you use Instagram enough, based on your likes, who you correspond with, other products that you follow.
I could get a really sweet kind bud.
You'll get served some like sort of weedy type things. I get served like Nike sneakers all the time and like female powerlifting.
Is that the term you get served?
I think so. I've heard that used in marketing and everything.
So what'd you buy?
Yeah, what'd you get?
I bought a 9x7 rug of the four most famous serial killer characters for Halloween.
Let us guess.
The four most famous.
Most famous.
Characters from movies? Yeah. Or?
I said characters. So Freddy.
Yep.
Michael.
Yep.
Jason.
Yep.
This is a tough one.
Ooh, the Scream mask? No. Older?
I can't Scream as a comedy.
Yeah. Ooh. Leatherface.
Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes.
That's kind of weird.
But it looks
good. He's
good,
but those movies weren't as popular.
Texas Chainsaw? No.
The first one was a cult movie, and was any of them after that?
No.
Popular at
but
all.
But like Jason and Freddie had had a longer life is what you're saying.
All of them. Yeah. All three of those guys but had seven like or eight
Chainsaw
movies.
Though.
Right, like, there was.
Chainsaw Massacre were like, because in the 80s when Jason and all those things became popular, then Texas Chainsaw's like, yeah, we have two more stories to tell.
Wasn't Leatherface like an indie movie?
The first
Texas
one?
Texas Chainsaw,
right? Yeah, it was like a Tobe Hooper, like, small budget horror. Yeah, it wasn't like, the other movies were like, well, Halloween wasn't, but eventually became studio movies.
Friday the 13th wasn't. That's kind of like what started it all.
The crazy one, rewatching the first one, I haven't watched in a long time, but I want to. It's crazy, it's like, it's about the mom.
Yeah.
It's not even about Jason. Like, Jason just comes in the end. He's in the last frame of the movie.
He dies, so it's the mom the whole time that's murdering everybody.
Yeah.
Because
in his honor,
weren't doing their business and being vigilant,
and Jason drowned, and so that's why there's like that anti-promiscuity kind of vibe that goes through. Because like the counselors were like flirting and being and necking and missing.
How was she killing people? How'd she have the strength?
Just like poker, axe, like weapons, like
she wasn't choking or beating people up.
I know.
They are teens.
Spear came through a couple people.
Yes.
We cut to this woman approaching the hardware store clerk. Hi. Oh, you got a lot of stuff there.
Do you work here?
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
You want to check out? You need some help? What are you looking for?
Doing a little gardening, and I'm doing a lot of work around the house.
Oh, okay. Looks like you... Okay. Careful there.
Can you or one of your friends help me when I pay for this? Take it to my van?
Take it to your van?
Mm-hmm.
I can.
Okay.
Okay, let's...
How tall are you?
How tall am I?
Yeah.
I'm 6'2".
Oh, okay. Let me look at something.
Okay. Well, don't touch me there. Okay, hold on. Don't do that. What are you looking at there?
You remind me of my son.
Oh. Okay. What are you going to do in the garden with all these cutting utensils and hatchets?
I like to bury a hatchet into every 3 feet on my fence and have tomatoes grow on them. It's a rustic kind of thing that looks very pretty.
That is a good idea. Mm-hmm, I was like, why is she buying every size? You got hatchets all the way up to axe.
I got a couple axes.
Oh, and a fireman axe.
Yep, that one. Mm-hmm. That one, I'm gonna keep in the house, just in case there's a fire.
Oh, that's a big one for a house.
And these two chainsaws. Now, these don't have any safety guards on them at all, right?
Well, I was gonna say, are you choosing between the two? I don't know.
I got a couple pigs
two.
In the freezer downstairs that I want to kind of cut up and start giving away.
We only can use one at a time, so you might as well just buy one of these, right?
Yeah, but if I bust into like my basement and I just have the two. The two chainsaws going, and I mean, just like, well, it's okay.
I would not recommend holding two chainsaws that are on at the same time.
Do you have some kind of harness that maybe I could put from one arm to the other that it maybe gave me some strength so I could
for holding two chainsaws?
Yeah, there's got to be something.
We do not recommend that. I would not want to sell that
to
you.
For when Mexicans come in and buy leaf blowers and things, you must have some kind of harness so these poor people don't just collapse from the weight of these tools.
We have leaf blower, so we cut to her back in the leaf blower harness with trying to hook up. Cling, clang, ksh, clang. Another clerk comes up to help her.
Miss, did you find everything you're looking for?
I did, but I was wondering if there was some kind of oxygen tank.
I have a question. You're standing on two buckets, you're wearing goggles, you have two chainsaws and a harness. Are you trying to become some sort of killing machine, some sort of mech warrior or something?
Well, you know, I just really enjoyed.
And you're asking for an oxygen mask?
I need some kind of oxygen, that something that could be in the bottom of, like, say, a swamp and something would propel me up out of the water and like onto some fornicating teenagers.
Oh, you have that? That's highly specific. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear the word. Oh, something like that. We got for you. Yeah, we have an oxygen tank with a nitrous booster on top, so you can
just this valve here, and yeah, I just let that go in valve. The water, and that should shoot me up.
You open it up, take it out of your mouth, point the regulator down, and you'll fire.
Cut to her scuba instruction. All right, everybody. Any more questions? And no more swamp questions, please. Okay? Because I'm not recommending anyone beginning scuba.
I just want to get certified so I can go to... we're going to Hawaii on our honeymoon. I just want
to
dive.
Oh, it's halfway to Australia.
Mauna Kea Crater, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go to Hawaii. We're going to try to fix things, I guess.
Well, scuba diving is very sensual. I've always said that.
Yeah. Now, how far do you think a swamp goes? And,
like, can you shut your chainsaws off? It's so hard to hear you over those buzzing chainsaws.
And I'm telling you, I'm not certifying you to swim with chainsaws. I do not recommend that at all.
I had the school. They approved that I have my blowers here, so there's no real reason why I can't have them in the water. I am going in there myself.
We cut to her renting one of those big van swamp boats near the camp.
You want one of these? You want one of them here fan boats right here? Oh, y'all coming in and purchase one of them here fan boats right here?
Yeah.
Yes, you want a fan boat. No problem. You don't even want to get a fan boat.
Yeah.
$40,000.
$45.
$45.
That sounds great.
Per hour.
You could just
plus gas.
I can glide this out to the center of the lake there. And
oh yeah, it's mostly for the swamp. You know, it's a swamp.
Do kids ever get in the swamp and make out and kiss? And
yeah, kids are making out on the shore of the swamp. I promise you, these kids are out there making out.
They're out there kissing,
they're necking, they're heavy petting, they're kissing and necking and everybody.
All right, Creo Joe, thank you.
I mean, $45, thank you.
We cut to her trying to the tricky process of revving up to chainsaws and a motorboat engine at the same time while stepping off a dock into a boat.
Hey, be careful there, guys.
Can someone hold it? Just someone hold the boat down while I get on?
I wouldn't step into a boat with two chainsaws on your hand.
They're attached to me with the leather harness.
Still, I'd turn them off.
Maybe
a boat, then turn them off.
Maybe how about a hand to help a lady into her boat?
All right. Wow. What do you got going here? It's like some Max thing.
I'm a scientist. I'm going to cut some shrubberies and study them.
Maybe you should wait till you get to the shrubbery, then turn on the chainsaw.
The camera pushes through their conversation onto a guy in a Letterman jacket and a girl in a poodle skirt laying like in thick, nasty bog water.
With mosquitoes all over
mosquitoes
them.
Mosquitoes buzzing around.
Oh, baby.
Ooh, I love this. Place you took me to, Bobby.
Oh, ow. I got it.
My foot is stuck in like a catfish mouth or something.
That's a gar.
Oh, okay.
Here, let me get this one.
Ow.
Oh, ooh. You got blood all over your lips.
Oh, sorry.
It's yours. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to start fingering me?
Back to the boat. Starting off. Chainsaw starting up. Fan towards the. What's that sound?
Hello? You better not be doing what I think you're doing.
Who is that lady? What's she saying? I can't hear over all of the rotating things she's near.
My son died here because counselors weren't paying attention.
What's she saying?
I can't hear you over the fingering. Don't stop fingering me.
That's not what's making the noise.
But don't stop fingering.
Quit pulling on her shorts like that.
Holy shit, she's leaping out of the boat.
The blood goes back through the fan, which spreads.
He's returning the boat.
Oh, what happened in there's boat here? What happened in this boat here, man? Miss, I gave you the boat. There's a lot of blood in the back.
I
can't have no blood.
There was
a bone chunk. There's a bone chunk right here.
I was hacking up gar up there.
Oh, gar. You gotta be careful that gar. Get your foot stuck in the gar. You know what I mean? Come
and then on, I got greedy and I wanted to catch an alligator, so I started throwing my gar into
Oh,
it.
Gar chum. Making a gar chum. Gar chum. Making a gar chum.
You got your gar.
You got your gar.
You got your catfish. You got suckers. I'm talking about the big fish that are at the bottom of the river.
What are the ones he's like the TV shows on?
Where you go grabbling? I love that.
Catfish.
You put your hand, like, that's such a cool fucking thing. And you make your hand in the mud as a giant piece of bait, and a catfish bites you like.
Yeah, you
up
stick
into-
it in a hole with, make your fingers like a hook, and then just fucking grab it. And there also can be fucking cottonmouth snakes in there.
Ooh. Man, what happened to that snake that he got such cotton mouth? Am I right, man?
Oh, wow. That's a good joke. We should have more of those on the 420 episode.
I'm trying. We cut to a zoo. Kids are at a zoo. All right. So anyone else have any other snake questions? Is that everything?
Like, if couldn't the venom kill a grown person like my dad?
Yeah, I guess in like a concentrated dose, one of these snakes could fucking get kill you. No, we got constrictors too. They could kill an adult. They've choked pigs. They could choke your fat dad.
My dad's really fat. Could a constrictor get that? He's a constrictor.
A constrictor can easily kill your dad. That's why you got to be careful out here. You got to be really careful around these snakes. You got that? All right. So who wants to hold the cobra?
Hey, can you say the cotton mouth joke again? Because I didn't get it.
That's okay. I realize this is the wrong crowd anyway.
No, but you laughed for a while. And I wanted to know what older jokes.
I
want to
tell my mommy and daddy the same joke tonight.
Okay. It's sort of contextual to demonstrating a cottonmouth snake, first of all, kind of helps.
We were asking about the cottonmouth snake. Said something about...
I said, how'd that snake get mouth so cottony,
I still don't...
And none of you guys laughed, which I, you know, hindsight being 2020. Okay.
And then you said hindsight being 2020. I mean, 420. That's what that snake was all about.
And then I made you give everyone me high fives. And I was roaring. I was losing it. I thought that was really fun. You're right. I did think that was super fun.
If a cottonmouth ate an edible, I mean, that he would act weird.
You're right.
An edible. And we still don't know it. And that part of the lesson even means.
Oh, yeah. So,
you started ranting about
that. I know. I said, like, we got to give them can of butter, is what I was saying. Yeah. Look,
do they like, which snakes like CBD and which like THC?
Some of these snakes, like this snake here, likes the CBD, you know, because they have money to burn. They don't care.
Oh, that's
for the
a copperhead. And the king snake likes THC.
Yeah, the king snake likes THC. You know, CBD is like decaf coffee. Like, okay, why?
And we cut to a camping trip when these guys are much, much older, and it's like stalactites, stalagmites. You're trying to remember shit you learned when you're a kid, and you see that king snake or cop or coral snake, and you're like, which one is it? One likes THC, one likes CBD. Let's just leave it alone, honey.
Let's
just walk away from it. That's the solution.
What if we can find out what he likes? And
it doesn't matter whether it's venomous or not if we just walk away.
I brought an Imperial Jack that's not that strong. And I remember a teacher telling me when I was...
You're saying it's a one for one? CBD to THC?
No, because if you do that, then you deactivate the THC.
I don't know as much as you do about snakes and marijuana.
But I think my teacher when I was younger said that the cobras like AK-47. They like the speedy ones.
Sativas, right.
I don't know why I want to be friends with
you. You yelled
at
me about they're all hybrids now. Do you still believe that?
Well, about edibles, yeah. Sure.
All right, so welcome to MedMen. You guys looking for anything in particular here?
We have a snake in our backyard, And I say, leave it alone or kill it with a rake, but he wants to give it THC or CBD.
It's some type of cobra?
We can tell from...
I thought it was a king or a coral. He thinks it's a cobra.
It's a cobra.
Okay, well, I'm more of like a weed guy. I got hired at MedMen for my weed knowledge. I don't know much about snakes, but we have buy one, get one on pre-rolls today. Buy one, get one half off. I don't know what you're looking for, if you're looking for.
Well, can you just treat it like you should know about medicinal... knowledge, right? So treat it like it's a venomous personality.
Okay. Okay. You know I guess I would give the cobra like an indica CBD blend, like a 1-to-1 indica to CBD, like a perp crossed with some silver.
Yeah, like an out of work bouncer who just broke up with his girlfriend. What would you recommend for him?
Oh, an out of work bouncer who just broke up with his girlfriend. Okay, so you're gonna want
aggro guy.
Yeah, but you're gonna want something to bounce back a little bit. So you're gonna want like an indica dominant hybrid, because you're gonna want the indica energy to chill you out, but you're gonna want to get back out there and get in the ocean, keep looking for those other fish. So I recommend for that. I would say grape Kush. Skittles with a Z at the end. Yeah, wait, an OG Kush could work.
This cream here. Could I use this for anything?
Cream? Are you crazy? Then you have to apply it.
Yeah, you can use that cream for anything.
To nature. It's okay. It's obviously not coming out. Oh no!
Let me take my balls out.
There it is. Why does that have to be the bait? It doesn't look like.
It looks like a baby pig. My nuts look like a baby pig, so I put the CBD oil all over them.
He said snake eggs, a baby pig. But we have a baby pig. Why not just use that?
Because I'm going to eat that baby
pig. We cut the ladies' night. And so Brian gets out of the shower, and his balls look like chewed bubble gum. What does your husband's balls look like, Mary?
I hate to say, but they look exactly like a baby pig.
Huh? How?
A baby like the pig baby with pig's a hairy face? That's balancing a hairy log on its back.
Mine looks like the top half of a camel or something like that.
A camel hump?
Yeah.
A dromedary?
A couple of them, yeah.
Top half of a camel.
I love sharing with you guys.
But this is what Girls Night's all about, is describing our husband's balls in detail to each other. Yeah, this is the shit our family, our parents' generation never did. That's why.
That's
we're
why
free now.
So fucked up.
Pass those Virginia Slims.
Yum.
And see.
Oh, happy 420. Yo, happy 420. 420 everybody. Episodes of an improv podcast. God damn.
Yeah, this should be the last one. I agree.
I actually heard the origin of 420.
I think I know it.
Yeah, it's just
let's
like
hear it.
One small weed crew like used it as that was the time they smoked because it was after school. They called it 420, but then they were deadheads or started spreading, or the Grateful Dead got wind of that in some capacity, and then it became through dead culture. Like 420 was like weed time, and now it's sort of like international.
It was on a dead flyer, I guess.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool how something like that spreads.
It's awesome. I've been obsessed with it lately because I just had two different weed podcasters on High and Mighty, and one of the things is, because it's such a, I think we even talked about this a little bit on High and Mighty, which will be coming out shortly. There's such like a subculture of weed that like the groups of people who do it back in the day were only like, you know, 4 to 8 people together. So their slang or their
this
inside
is number 420
so
episode.
And now that it's blown up, you're hearing like all these verbs that you've never heard before, terms for being super stoned.
This
like,
is the number 420
episode. I mean, we've gotten to a point where it's like a baby pig.
For humans. My nuts look like a baby pig.
Wow.
My nuts look
this
like a baby pig.
Like 420.
Heartburn. Vomit.
This is just a number 420 episode.
It's just instantly the truth. It's just instantly the truth. It's just instantly the truth.
I have heartburn.
This is a number 420 episode of Improv for Humans.
When I'm feeling down from shit, diarrhea, and gas.
This is the number 420 episode.
I turn it all up
for Humans. Pepto. This is the number 420 episode. It's amalgamation of all my 420 shows. This is the number 420
stomach
of improv for
you. Looks like a baby pig. Upset stomach. Fecal matter.
Baby pigs. Hurting tummy. Diarrhea.
Baby pig. 420 episode.
Pink and blood just landing as Pepto and kerosene. Just fucking dirty bomb truth. That is this dude's head
this
goes off spraying in everyone's face.
My nuts look like a baby pig. For humans.
Oh, when I'm
humans.
I realized I was going
420. What
I turn
can
up,
I say?
I
not
turn it all up.
The Pepto. But still, there's an apology. I thank my stoner pals for being here.
I
thank my stoner pals for being here. Oh, yeah. Any excuse?
Turn up.
Black Monday on Showtime. Bread ratio. Thank my stoner pals for being here.
Like a baby pig.
For real?
My nuts look like a baby pig.
Oh. Thank my stoner pals for being here. Oh, I see your dick.
You pig.
Yeah, you got a High Mighty episode coming out soon. I check out High Mighty.
Any social media? Shout out.
My nuts look like a baby pig.
My stoner pals for being here.
My nuts look like a baby pig.
John, I'm going to be on High and Mighty.
I demanded it. I demanded being naked.
Thank you for having us. We'll be back for the April 20th episode as well.
Oh, yeah. Follow me on Twitter, Mr. Horatio Sands, and Mr. Sands.
Keep being human. Keep being human.
I mean, we've gotten to a
being human. Keep 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 being human.
It's me. Yeah, he demanded I be his stunt dick.
The entire audience was high as fuck. The entire audience was high as fuck. The entire audience was high. My humor special is now my entire humor special is now. You can go buy it right now. You can go buy it right now. Prime Video, Apple TV, Google Play, Prime Dish, Direct TV, Spectrum, Xbox, Spectrum, Xbox. You can go buy it right now. Be human, 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 be human